From the Vigilant Fox, the most direct social engineering propaganda you'll ever see. This article originally appeared on MODERNITY and was republished with permission. A clip, shared widely on social media, shows an old-school drama teacher clashing with pupils over basic biology, literature, and respecting identities. In the footage, a student corrects the teacher when she uses the wrong name for a student who has decided to swap genders and adopt new pronouns. "Their name is Dee now, actually," one student explains, adding, "You just deadnamed them, miss." The teacher responds, "I'm sorry." Guest post by Admodernity News. A new Channel 5 drama series has delivered what many are calling peak social conditioning, a classroom scene where a teacher is berated by students for failing to instantly adopt preferred pronouns and for daring to stage Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. "I've known you as Daphne for 2 years and can't click a switch. I am trying." Another insufferable student fires back, "You shouldn't have to try. You either see them or you don't. I think you should apologize." The teacher then puts her foot in it again and states, "I just did, and I'm sure she can fight her own battles. It's they, not she. It's about respecting other people's identity," the student lectures. It's also anti-feminist, portraying women as submissive and dependent on men. To a modern audience, it could be quite triggering. The scene perfectly captures the absurdity, instant language policing, classic literature deemed harmful for not meeting 2020s standards, and virtue signaling students demanding deference. Later, students challenge the Shakespeare choice, with one suggesting there's a consent issue. Titania is drugged before sleeping with Bottom. This isn't subtle. It's overt social engineering dressed as entertainment. This fits a well-established pattern and has been ongoing for years, as documented in the videos below. Freedom of information releases have confirmed the extent. The BBC also used its doctor's soap to normalize the furry subculture, complete with lines like, "You accepted their gender, so why not this?" Channel 5, the teacher takes it further by framing resistance to this ideology as outdated and problematic, while portraying demanding students as enlightened. D. UK ministers met with BBC and ITV bosses to insert pro-vaccine storylines into EastEnders, Coronation Street, and more during the pandemic, using entertainment to nudge compliance and shape opinion. The drama reduces complex cultural heritage and language to potential harm, training audiences, especially younger ones, to view traditional education and biological reality as suspect. It's not storytelling. It's a masterclass in cultural reprogramming. British broadcasters, taxpayer-supported or not, continue embedding these agendas. FOI documents prove coordination between government and media to nudge perceptions on everything from vaccines to identity. What starts as classroom lectures in fiction becomes pressure in real schools and workplaces. This latest effort on Channel 5 strips away any pretense. It's propaganda in plain sight, mocking Shakespeare, enforcing pronouns on demand, and shaming anyone who can't just flip a switch. Viewers are noticing. The pushback is growing as more see these shows not as harmless drama, but as tools to reshape society one scripted confrontation at a time. Copyright 2026 MODERNITY.